Are you a man but turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and men who are married, and is one of the leading causes of depression, loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Channing Tatum. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor and see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should be used only as directed by your physician. Possible side effects may include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, projectile vomiting, constant diarrhea, permanent constipation, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of walking. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you're currently taking any other medication. So talk to a doctor or call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More, also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
Hi, welcome to the Tug and Pull Massage and Therapy. We are so glad to have you. What's your name? I am, of course, your masseuse and your mistress. Excuse me. My name is Elton Fanano. Thank you for coming in. Hi, what's your name? You're a cute little button.
Hi, I'm Kip, buddy.
Hi, Kip. Kip rhymes with tip, if you know what I'm saying.
No, is that in a video game?
As a matter of fact, no, it's not. But if you want to play games, I'll play games. What are you here for? What do you need? How can I help you?
Well, I'm here. It's my birthday in about a year. So
happy birthday, naughty boy.
My mom gave me a certificate to get a massage, and she said ask for a Swedish massage, and she also said to get a facial because I'm really breaking out.
Now, I have a serum of a facial that it'll make you smell a little bit like bleach, but it's going to clear up all those blemishes and give you silky, smooth skin like a goat's testicle, if you're following me, Kipper. Now, yes, we have several Swedish rubdowns and facials. Hans is one of our greatest facial experts of all times. He will spew upon nothing but beauty, elegance, and a liquid that will warm you and moisturize you. If you're looking for price, we have three different prices, Tipper. Stay with me because it rhymes with Tipper. Our prices are the Chateau Le Blanc for $69.99.
I don't know what that sounds. That doesn't sound now, right.
Tipper, just shh. Quiet, like the Kinks song. Shut your dirty mouth. Then we also have the hippity bippity boppity doo for $49.99, and that's hands-free. We can talk about that off air. We also have for $29.99 the rub and tug on your own face and shoulder masseuse rub down. So you might want to go ahead and take our certificate. Go show mommy. See what mommy prefers, because if mommy's still with daddy, she wants the full frontal and facial, which you should do, Kipper Dipper.
I don't know. You're throwing out too many things that I've never heard of. But you know what? I'm going to go tell my mom because I don't feel comfortable anymore.
Now, Kipper, please. I think your dad's name is Tom Daly. Correct?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because your dad's been here plenty of times. He sat on my face like I was a brand new toaster.
I'm getting out of here.
It's time to go back to the 80s, Kipper. Won't you join me, you nasty boy?
To the 80s radio. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang, soon to be K Hits 92.5, online and around the world. We are the show that introduces the 80s to a whole new generation. We like reminiscing on the memories that made that generation so awesome. We're here every single Friday reminding you to like our Facebook page. Go ahead and drop us a note. Let us know what topics from the 80s you'd like to hear. All we ask from you is to subscribe to our show. Leave us a comment on whatever platform you listen to us on, because it really does help us out. Now, as he is every single Friday, is a man that once doubled as Lemmy from Motorhead and opened for Wham, covering Poison with the song Talk Dirty to Me. He once broke the record at Tasty Freeze for drinking an extra large shake in all three flavors, three hot dogs, two burgers, 12 orders of fries in under 7.69 minutes. But we, here at Back to the 80s, call him the Chang.
That is right. The ring of the Chang bell is here. There is no other way to bring in Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang without the ringing of the bell. Right, Toscano? Does it not remind you of your wrestling days in high school when they would be declaring your name, weighing in at a beautiful 192 pounds of sheer Italian-Mexican steel, the burro toro of them all, El Toscano? Did you not get your pants wet when you heard the bell? I know I did.
Well, I don't know, because I wasn't on the wrestling team, but I was on the baseball and soccer team. So,
whatever, you're bursting my bubble. That's okay. I was picturing you in a wrestling outfit.
No.
Maybe, wait, listen, with some Wham shorts underneath.
Hey, that sounds
says
good.
Choose Live, and you were going Choose Victory. And I myself was fandangling a metal chick in the restroom, pretending I was Axl Rose.
Well, we've got a great show for you today, so thank you for joining us as we dive into the memories of what it was like to rent movies. That, for today, is what we're going to be talking about. So don't go away, stick around, because this is Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang.
Taping up your video is as easy as this with the HR7100 video recorder from JVC. With color-coded feather touch controls, fast shuttle search, a 10-day timer, and full-function remote control, JVC's HR7100 is simply great video. And its very affordable price makes it great video value, too. The HR7100, simplicity in motion from JVC.
Available at Six Points TV and Video, Video Express, and Video Trend.
You can dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang. You are on the hang with a couple of idiots, and we are talking tonight some of the greatest rentals back in the 80s. We're going to talk snacks, movies, cuddle positions, blankets, everything you can name if you can recall those days. Now, Toscano, what was one of your fondest moments when you and Mrs. Toscano were snuggling with one of your best movie rentals that got you guys kind of snuggly and lovey, but yet scared?
Well, you keep in mind, I didn't meet Mrs. Toscano until 1995. So that was
okay. Well, let's just pretend you're back in the 80s. So, roll with me.
So it's
son of a monkey.
So let me paint this picture for you and for everybody listening, because we are going to be talking about movie renting. It's Friday evening. You're tired of all day being at school or at work. This is the 80s. You got to remember this. You've been looking forward to tonight because you've invited either some friends over or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Maybe it's just you by yourself. I don't know. So you go over to the video store either on your bike or you're driving, or if you're not doing any of those, maybe your parents are driving you and you go with your siblings. Now, maybe you don't have a Blockbuster or a Hollywood video, because maybe it's in the early 80s and the giant stores don't exist yet. Better yet, you drive up or get close to the front doors. Once you're there, you notice that there's a lot of people in there already. You start getting nervous even before you go inside, because in your mind, you think everyone there is going to rent your movie. As you open the door, you start hearing the chatter of people as they're deciding on what they're in the mood to watch. you and your group split up to see what else is new. You head on over to that area where you think your movie is. And there, you see it from a few steps away. The movie cover, it's there. And you see there's a clear plastic case behind it with your selection. And maybe you walk up and you can't find the right movie and head down the aisle and start browsing one by one. You can hear the cash register chime in every 10 seconds because it seems that the line is so long. And now, Chang, my buddy, here we go. Movie posters are lit up everywhere. For a second, if we all take a few moments and just even close your eyes and you think about that scene, what was it that made it so exciting for you, Chang, to rent movies?
Oh, man. Just going there and remember you pulling up and you see all the lights, and it was very reminiscent of going to your old school walk-in theaters at your neighborhood. Remember, you see the pink, the red, the yellow, the blue, sometimes green light, and everything just stands out in neon. Man, I recall rolling up to one of my favorite movie houses, which was called the Movie Shack, and that was back in Whittier, California.
Now, that was a big place, right? Wasn't that a big place?
Yeah, dude. That was a huge place. As a matter of fact, before a lot of our well-known movie rental companies came out, I used to go to this place, man, and I would take my chick, or I'd go with my buddies, or you know, I'd rent a movie because I became a parent really young, and I would go to this place, and these cats would be, they had hot dogs spinning on a rotisserie. So you
really up, now dude. See, that's a nice movie rental
dude,
place.
I'm telling you, man, if I went in stoned, I had three dogs, two bags of popcorn, and I rented movies that like I was going to pay extra on Monday. But like the lights captivated you, captivated me. You know, the posters had like the Christmas lights around them. It was very reminiscent of going into a theater. It was very inviting.
Even the smell,
the
right?
The smell, you walk in and you hear that ring, and there was a guy right there, you know, with that kind of, he at the time, the Movie Shack, this cat would greet you at the door, right? And he would give you a free small cup of popcorn so you could browse, and he had like a black vest trimmed out with blue, some kind of quirky hat, and you just immediately, as you walked in, you got the vibe of being in the theater. And I think that's one thing most of the movie houses that bestowed our attention back in the 80s, which really drew us to it, similar to the arcades, because it's all about the bright light, that spontaneous feeling, that pop you get when you walk in. Everything is bright, your eyes open up. It's, you know, back in the 80s, going into a movie rental place was the same experience as something captivating. You know, you were going to have a good time. It was warming. They were already setting up the vibe to set up your evening.
There's three things that I remember that everybody liked going to see movies, because one of them was you felt like you had a movie theater in your home. I mean, that was one of the biggest pluses. And then not only that, you could watch it more than one time, and you could watch it with your friends and just anybody that you wanted to be in there. Back in the 80s, you'll recall, even the late 70s, there was a war between two formats, and that was VHS and Betamax. Betamax was a lot more expensive of a machine. The tape was smaller. The main issue, the main problem with Betamax was that it didn't record more than an hour, unlike VHS, where you can do those extended recordings. And so VHS ended up winning, even though Beta, if you recall, was a better picture. You remember those VCRs that first came out, those ginormous VCRs that you can set them on top of a console, and they weighed like 30, 40 pounds.
You remember how you would press eject and it would take forever? So if you were watching porno when your parents came home, it wouldn't get out quick enough, and your dad would be like, "What is this? Debbie just Dallas."
Now, once that war was over and everybody got stuck with VHS, you'll remember in the beginning, we had the mom and pop video shops, the smaller shops, and those were fantastic too. But for those of you who don't remember, movie rentals were only for a day. One day. And they were usually around $3 to $5 a movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Easily, bro. Now, you brought up a fine point with the battle that we dealt with Beta and VHS. Now, remember, brother, VHS, we could rent for about $2 to $3, okay, per night. Beta used to cost us between $4 and $5, but they would throw in a night and a half. But yet, remember, with the Beta, we got a clear picture, but it always seemed to be a little bit smaller than the VH. So they got us on price because of quality. I mean, you could see pretty much everything clearer on Beta than you did on VHS. Do you remember when you would rent a movie and it would suck and you would get the white lines, or it would skip, or it like would hold, and you would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And also certain, you know, VCRs, they had the little knob or the little wheel that said tracking, yes, and you could fix it. But if it didn't have that little knob or wheel, you were screwed.
Oh, yes. You're screwed.
It's interesting. So you'd go into the movie rental place. You'd get stuck with only one day, but we were still happy and we're excited.
Right. We were happy.
And,
yeah, of course.
You know, at the very beginning, there was only one copy of each movie in the beginning. So if you went there and there were two, three people in line, they could, and they asked, this happened many times. You're waiting in line to ask if your movie's there. The person in front of you asked for it. They got it before you do. And you want to, exactly. And you wanted to punch them out.
They get it and then you don't. And they're like, oh. And then you're looking at those people. Yeah. They walk out and you're like, I could take that guy. I can get his ass before he goes out the car. Or is that just me? Is that the way I thought?
No.
But yeah, remember that?
No, I felt horrendous. But you got to remember, me in the early 80s, I was just a kid, you know? In 82, I was only 10 years old.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But my cousin,
So
my cousin used to take me to video rental places all the time when I used to spend summers in Alhambra with him.
Alhambra. Shout out to everybody in Alhambra.
But you know what? We had the greatest of times because we would get our snacks. There was always that Jiffy popcorn, the one that had the aluminum. It was like an aluminum plate with the cover. Put it over the stove and then it starts popping. But sometimes your hand goes a little too close to the dish and you'd burn yourself. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, bro. Jiffy Pop. Man, I remember that crap. Yeah.
Hey, you know, you can get some on Amazon. You can get some Jiffy Pop popcorn, but they're $9 each. It's just for the novelty. Yeah, they still make it, but they do it for the novelty.
You know what's funny, man? Jiffy Pop popcorn, I think that's what made it easy for crackheads to make their own crack at home. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know? Keep it over the fire.
So it's crazy. The prices are crazy. Let's take some of the bad things that happen. First of all, the long lines. On Fridays, if that shop was small, the lines were long.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And then if you got two or three movies, here's the funny thing. I remember us running 3 to 5 movies, but because it gets late in the night, you start getting sleepy, you don't watch them. And then the next day you'd have to return a movie or two that you just didn't watch. You remember that?
Yeah, but you know what, bro? All I have to say is like me and you were of different age. So when back in the early 80s, when we were renting movies, you were a kid, you had to go to bed early, correct? Couldn't stay up even if you were at a slumber party.
No, I actually could. No, my parents actually let me stay up late on weekends. Another one of the bad things was late fees. You remember late fees?
Yes. Dude, that was a bitch. Did they not charge us the same amount of the movie and we didn't get to see it?
Right. And how about this? When you got like a 45 or 50 cent charge for not rewinding the tape.
Oh, that was a bunch of crap, bro. Didn't you hate that? I would blame my friends.
The memories are just countless about going to video stores. 1985, what happens? Enter Blockbuster Video.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right. Over 10,000 videos. 3 evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle. Fast checkout. 24-hour quick drop return. Open late every night. Well, the perfect video store.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video.
Is popping up all over the country. There's one near you.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. Difference.
Now, when Blockbuster came out,
the cancer of it all.
Well, as a consumer, as a movie buff, back then, it was probably the greatest thing that could ever have happened to us. Why? Because now we got more choices. I prefer mom and pop shops, of course.
Damn straight, mom and pop.
Of course, 100%. But that's the now as an adult. Because when I was a kid, all I cared is, look, this mom and pop shop only has 3 copies of my movie and it's never there.
You spoiled brand.
And here's this big store that has 10 copies of my movie. That's where I'm going to. Now that I'm an adult, of course I prefer the mom and pop shop for many obvious reasons.
Thank you for coming back to the real world. You spoiled adolescent. I hope your parents never took you.
Now, however, I can tell you this, that Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or any other video store that was ginormous would never compare to the feeling and the experiences that we had going to the smaller mom and pop shop.
Now, wait a minute, though. Now, Toscano, I am quickly to jump on the offensive with you, as you could tell, when you'll listen back to everything I said, and I will stand by everything I said when you were talking. I won't stand away and say, I didn't say that, because I know you recorded.
Go ahead and start hating.
No, brother. Dick Hader is not here, but obviously Rich Hader is here because he is denouncing. Well, I remember going to Blockbuster. No.
Well, that was in 1985.
Okay, are you with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're all together right
so
here?
Far.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Christ, you get so powerful with that Batman poster behind
you. Well, it's actually it's a little blanket. That's what it is. Well, for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about a little blanket that has Batman on it in the studio here.
Now, let's go back to Blockbuster, okay? Now, Blockbuster actually stole the theme of fresh popcorn.
All right, so Blockbuster comes out in 1985.
In the store where Blockbuster actually sold bags of popcorn to their customers. Blockbuster actually capitalized on the vibe of the old mom and pop video store, offering the bright lights, the movie posters for a dollar right at the front, the Christmas lighting in plastic framing around each movie, and the bright lights of the walk-in theater.
They did do a lot of business practices that put them out of business, frankly. However, as a consumer and as a kid, you didn't care for that. You had no idea. I had no idea. So the idea of going into a place where they had popcorn, they had sodas and candy and snack combos, I mean, to me, it was great.
But do you not agree? Blockbuster stole upon that. Hollywood Video took the realm of what we knew as home and stole it.
A lot of people did complain because they said, oh, well, you know, that little section on the back that has that little curtain.
Hey, don't be looking for me back there, Toscano. I swear you didn't see me, did you?
That section isn't available at any of Blockbusters or at Hollywood Video.
Yeah, I found that to be a ripoff. I didn't like that.
Well, listen up. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, there's more nonsense with Toscano and Chang on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Last night I had the
strangest dream. What I want to know is, why are the only funny lines on this show the ones behind me?
Hey, my pals, Toscano and Chang went to school in the 80s, and that was cool. But now, they're going back. That's right. And you can tag along with Back to the 80s Radio.
Sanyo breaks the price barrier on video cassette recorders with our Price Breaker sale. Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind, records programs up to 3 days in advance, LED clock, electronic tape counter. During the Price Breaker sale, it's just $599. You'd expect to pay a lot more. That's why we call it our Price Breaker. Available at all the video station stores.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. This is Toscano from the Madness of Toscano and Chang here. If you just joined us, we are talking about renting videos and movie rentals and movie rental locations back in the 80s. The very first VCRs hit the market in 1975, Chang, and it was a decade, the 70s, to start off, was a decade of convenience, and the video cassette was certainly that. Now, jump over to the 80s, where now we have the wonders of being able to rent a movie, go to that shop. And did you ever go to these shops and they didn't have the movie that you wanted, so you had to just roam around the store, and then you settled for some obscure, cheesy, scary movie I mean, we've all heard of the movie The Candyman, for example.
Oh, that
but
was
there's,
a movie.
No, but there's been worse. You know, I remember having to choose something else, and then you get home, and you look at your video, and it says, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
A great movie. And don't you talk about that movie. That's one of my favorites.
It was very, very common for something else at these shops. It was very common at these shops to rent video equipment because sometimes people needed to have a VCR and they would rent you a VHS recorder.
Yes. Yes. I remember those days. Or if you needed a certain connection, they would rent you that certain connection.
Yes.
Remember that one connection where you could plug your VCR into your vehicle? Do you remember that?
No, I didn't know you could plug it into your vehicle.
Yes, you didn't know that. Yes, but it was only audio.
Oh, but see, you're talking 1918 or something like that. I don't.
You better watch yourself right now.
I don't remember that.
Batman is not protecting. I will jump over this counter and I will climb in your face for you to take the upload and condemn my mom and pop movie stores and my cheesy movies that I liked.
Well, let's continue talking about these movie places. And so obviously you're not a fan of either
Motel Hell.
Motel Hell. Yeah. You're not a fan of Blockbuster.
Wait.
And you're not a fan of Hollywood Video.
No, brother, I didn't say that.
Wait
a minute.
I told the audience that with your negativity and the tone of your voice.
I'm not condemning Blockbuster, Hollywood. I'm not at all. I'm just merely saying they stole the essence of the mom and pop flavor.
Mom and top.
The mom and pop scenario of movie rentals that we had in the early 80s. That's all I'm saying. I'm not a hater.
Let's talk about the different sections that they had at the smaller locations. For example,
well, now you're going to make fun of me because I was behind the curtain. Is that where we're going next?
No, I'm not going there. But how about, do you remember they had a whole section of horror?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I would say 95% of those movies,
sucked.
They were like B or C rated movies.
Yes, yes.
It's the kind of movies you wouldn't even see on Sci-Fi Channel.
No, those are the kind of movies they would show like late at night with Elvira. Where like, wow, she's hot, metal, 80s, scary, but like bunk movies. They were like the movie catalog of like movies that like you wouldn't even guess that a couple of high schoolers would film something that crappy. True.
Yeah, it was the type of movies kind of like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes, exactly.
Do you remember that?
Pumpkinhead. Yeah. Something of that nature. Yes, exactly, bro.
And I remember there was always a movie.
What was the name of it?
In the horror section. Now, granted, I'm talking about we're in the 80s going to these movie stores, but not all these movies are from the 80s. There was a lot of movies from the 70s at these places that you'd have to get stuck with sometime.
Well, yeah.
And I remember there was always a video in the horror section that nobody wanted to rent because you could see it on Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
I loved her.
And that was Death Race 2000. Remember that?
The year 2000. America is a vast speedway. People line the streets to witness the greatest drivers on earth in a race from sea to shining sea.
This is a death race.
You finish first or not at all. Death Race 2000. Every car a deadly weapon. Every spectator a potential point. Cross-country road wreck, and the traffic is murder.
Who are you anyway?
Best driver on earth.
I don't want you to die.
He was built by the world's finest surgeons to drive the fastest car ever designed, and nothing can stop him now. Death Race 2000, rated R.
Oh, man, that movie was like, dude. Man, I rented that movie so many times. Yes.
David Carradine.
Oh, dude, David Carradine, yes. Who could forget Kung Fu?
There were titles there, movie titles that you'll never forget. And some of them were cheesy. Like I said, the majority of the movies there that were really good, they were always rented.
Now, when you come that movie alone, that movie is like when you look at a bunk porno. And you're like, wow, these guys can not only not act, but they're not sexually endeavoring at all. That movie alone, I knew you were going to mention that movie because it was like, man, Sly Stone and David Carradine. You can get Rocky with Kung Fu and all of a sudden I've got diarrhea halfway through the movie just because the movie made me that much sick. Are you not agreeing with me, my brother?
It was just bad. It was just a treat.
Now, wait a minute. Let me throw this at you, brother. And I'm sure you're going to agree. I'm sure you are. Now, I'm going to say one name, Mel Gibson.
Mad Max, the very first one.
Are you ready? Thank you.
The very first one
you
sucked.
You see, we're on the same page.
The very
page.
First one sucked.
For now, bro. 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 You know what? I knew I had to bring it up because I thought I would be rich or Dick Hader, but you nailed it.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
sucked.
And it was
not
always there. Nobody wanted to rent it after all because you knew the movie sucked.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude, his acting sucked. They had some badass cars. Chicks kind of sexy but scary. Kind of like chicks dressed like a Rhiannon video. Remember? You know, Rhiannon, she's like hot, sexy. But like, man, I get that chicken now. She's going to beat my ass and take my money. Mad Max was surely one of the worst movies we could get at any rental store. Do you not agree, brother?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Mad Max has like a cult following.
Dude, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Now that we're on, you know, now we're taking it back. Yeah, can you believe they have a cult following for that movie?
Yeah.
I mean,
now here's,
Jesus Christ, bro.
Here's another title I'm going to throw at you because
we rented
this. I remember when it first came out on video, this movie I'm about to mention.
Okay, hit me.
We rented it. We're very excited because Harrison Ford was in it.
Oh,
bro,
that's all you had to say.
When Blade Runner came out.
Oh, stop it.
I was like, what the heck did I just watch? I didn't understand a thing about Blade Runner. And as a matter of fact, with the remake of Blade Runner, I still couldn't understand it. Now that I'm an adult.
I'm kind of nervous when I take tests.
Take tests.
I've got four skin jobs walking streets.
They're either a benefit or a hazard. They're a benefit. It's not my problem.
Not my problem.
I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
By mistake? By mistake?
No.
I need the old Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
This is a bad one.
Bad one.
How can it not know what it is?
If only you could see what I've seen. I've seen what I've seen.
More human than human is our motto.
When I watched Blade Runner, I was like, son of a bitch, this guy needs to go back with a Wookiee and like make a name for himself. But you know the funny thing? Blade Runner was a crash, a boom, a blang, right? Just like Harrison Ford's pilot career in our last past 10 years. The guy can't fly, he crashes. That movie, I could not understand then. Now, you could give me an intro to Blade Runner and I will still think, I don't get the concept.
And it has
this
a cult following.
Sucks.
Now, I'll mention some more titles for you from these local mom and pop
shops.
Yeah,
hit them. Hit me.
And some of them you'll like and some of them you won't.
All right.
Do you remember The Dark Crystal? That was also always available at the mom and pop shops.
In a place outside time lies a mystical realm of sound and vision. A wondrous civilization. Where good and evil struggle to possess the dark crystal.
Yes, I watch that with my Mrs. Chang, and that movie sucked, but she's not listening. She liked it, but it sucked. Yes.
How about Pan's Labyrinth? With David Bowie.
TriStar Pictures announces the collaboration of three extraordinary talents.
Jim Henson, creator of The Muppets and Dark Crystal.
Ah! Here you go with a head like that. Hmm?
George Lucas, creator of the Star Wars saga. One of the most innovative forces in modern entertainment, David Bowie. Together, they will take you into a dazzling world of fantasy and adventure.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
A world where anything seems possible, and nothing is what it seems.
Everything I've done for you. I move the stars for no one. Run so hard, run so far.
The world of Labyrinth.
No, wait a minute. No, you're going to think that movie sucked, correct? You probably think it sucked, but me being...
Well, it's not that I think it sucked. I like the fact that David Bowie was there and that he got to sing, but the movie made no sense. It was creepy. It was weird. And
I enjoyed it.
I
enjoyed it.
It was just weird.
I enjoyed it. Me, probably because I'm a rocker and I'm all about the music, as you can tell. People out there listening, you've seen my picture. You know what I'm all about. David Bowie is one of my favorite, most favorite talents that God ever created. So I have to back up. I did enjoy that movie. I did enjoy his acting. I like the look that they gave him in fashion. I enjoyed that movie. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Oh, no. Don't say sorry. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I'm glad.
How about this? I am a DJ. I am what I play.
I like the fact that he was holding a baby in his arms as he was singing. Remember that scene?
Now, Toscano, that's one part I was hoping you would bring up, because back in that day, I also was holding a baby because I was a very young father at 20 years old.
Yes,
so
yes, you
rock
were.
And roll. And we're talking about, we are back to the 80s, and I was a single dad in 1987, ladies.
So what other experiences were really cool? Well, of course, part of those experiences was when you got there, getting the popcorn and the candy and the snack combos. Now, what was your favorite candy to buy at the video stores?
Toscano, you're going to go on a limb, okay? You're going to go a little bit crazy when I tell you the candy of preference.
Don't tell me Milk Duds.
You better shut your dirty mouth right now. No.
Hot tamales.
M&Ms.
Don't tell me.
M&Ms, bro.
Oh,
peanut.
Weak.
And regular.
Weak. Ah, even
and
worse.
And I mix them together. I like my nuts with chocolate. What can I say?
Yeah.
Bro? Oh, my.
No.
Wait a minute. Are you one of these guys that likes popcorn with hot Cheetos? Are you like one of these new individuals like my daughter?
No, dude, we would rent movies.
My daughters would like make me mix Cheetos with popcorn. And you're Tommy, M&Ms suck? What?
No. I said weak. I mean, do you remember what were, I like the ones that had like, it was chocolate, a little chocolate ball, but inside it was like a cookie. What was the name of that candy?
Oh,
you remember?
Are you talking Whopper?
Whoppers. I loved Whoppers.
Dude, Whopper. I still love Whoppers. Going to the, I'll go now to a walk-in. Well, when it opens with COVID, of course, I love Whoppers, bro. They are killer. Now, what was your favorite candy when you walked into a video store to get? Now, I'm going to say you were quite the licorice.
No, I hated licorice.
Licorice.
I hated licorice.
Yeah, right on. Fist pump to the screen.
Yes, fist pump. There you go.
Licorice.
No.
Licorice sucks.
I hated licorice. No, I could tell you, usually when I watched the movie, it was just plain and simple popcorn. And if it was at the theater, of course, that's a different story, because it had to be popcorn, nachos, and a hot dog. And my large
How about
Coke.
This one, brother? Dude, who could forget the joy of a Cracker Jack? And you get a toy inside. Sometimes the toys suck. You ever get a Cracker Jack box, bro, and they're all stuck to the box? Yeah. And then you get a car and you're like, what kind of toy is this? And then you're pissed off because all the Cracker Jacks are like stuck to the side of the box. So you got to dig the whole top off. And people are looking at you like, you're making too much noise with your Cracker Jacks.
And you only got a little card. Remember that?
Now, my favorite toy, get this, was a finger puppet, right? And you could make it do flip-flops.
Yes.
On a gymnastic bar, and all you had to do was like press it with one. So some of the finger, remember, and the little figure would like a, and he would like go around the horse, and you could just sit there for hours, and that little guy would flip and flip and flip and flip.
My favorite toy that came in a Cracker Jack box was one time that I got a magnifying glass, and it was fantastic because I started burning everything in sight. Anyway, if you just joined us, or if you're part of the younger crowd, it's one of those experiences that you can only imagine, whether it be Gen Z or if you're a millennial that just didn't have the opportunity in the early, early 80s to go out and experience what it was to rent those videos and to, you know what? I'll tell you, one of my favorite things going to the mom and pop shops was the way that you established friendships with the owners of the stores or the employees of the stores. Remember that?
Yeah, something that we truly miss nowadays, bro. I think in every aspect of customer service, friendship, feeling at home, you know what I mean? To where you walk into one of these stores and they knew you. They kind of had a feeling of the movies that you may like, and they would always tell you, hey, I got this movie in. Maybe you might like to check it out. We checked it out, and they would give you kind of a description of that. You know, that is definitely missed nowadays. Now, trip out of this, my brother. Now, before I left Southern California, when I was residing in La Habra, there was weekends that I would go down to a video store. Yes, brother, a video store. It was one of very few in my neighborhood, and they were renting movies to me and my wife and my daughters for $1.50. And it had all the smells, sounds, bells, and whistles of that of nostalgic video store quality. And their names were Mr. and Mrs. Kwam. They were Korean. I don't know if they're there because it's been quite a bit since I've lived in La Habra in Southern California. But anybody out there along Whittier Boulevard and Beach Boulevard, right behind a Winchell's Donut and a Jack's Donut place, there's that place. It's called the Video Outlet. If you want to capture the essence of what me and Toscano are talking about, please, if they're still there, visit that and you will feel and breathe everything me and my partner are talking about. Toscano, I got some movies there, and you're going to trip. Because, yes, you like to make fun of me. I'm older than you, correct?
Now, I'm not making fun of you. Okay. I'm just simply alluding to the fact that because of certain ages, that there may be certain likes and dislikes that are different.
Okay, now get this, bro.
See, very diplomatic.
Now, one time, we were out there, and I found my own Beta machine. That's right, bro. Okay, get ready. Hold on to Batman. I found my Beta machine in storage, and I went to this video store, and they had a Beta movie. Okay?
Nice.
And it was Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh. So I'd say I've been gone 3 years. The very last year I was there, I watched on Beta in my house before the papers were signed to get rid of it and my kids were all gone. I watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High on Beta. And I got to tell you, bro.
What an experience.
It was an experience, but the sad part is like my kids were gone. The wife was in Arizona at the time. So I captured all the essence of what I felt back in the 80s in my own home for the last time on Beta on a 56-inch TV, and it was great. It was great.
Yeah, you see, and so to the younger audience,
they're not going
to
know that never feeling, had, brother. No.
Yeah, that never had that experience. Here's what I would do. Believe it or not, here in Orange County, I'll have to look for it.
Okay.
But there is a video store, believe it or not. There is a video store, and it is open. It's a mom and pop shop.
Okay.
And the fancy name of the store is called Video Store. Believe it, it's just called Video Store.
Wow.
Which amazes me because it's got everything. I mean, you look at it, I passed by at night and I saw this and it was like 8 or 9 o'clock at night and it was still open. And I see two or three cats in there just looking around at VHS tapes. I'm going, this is phenomenal. I gotta come back.
And
I never did, and I forgot where it is, but I'll have to look for it. But it's here in Southern California.
Now, Toscano, you remember it was about a year ago. Remember when I went to Missouri to go visit my daughter who had newly resided out there with my son-in-law? Do you remember when I went on that trip?
Yeah, I do. Right.
Now, I don't know if you recall. Me and my wife and my daughter and my son-in-law, we were out cruising around. They took us, I mean, everywhere out there. I went to, man, it was great visiting.
I saw the pictures. Okay, they're really good.
Missouri. But there was a video store, bro, that we came upon, and it was so reminiscent of video stores in the 80s. As a matter of fact, we rented movies from that video store. We got a free bag of popcorn, a grab bag of candy. We got a Cracker Jack box, and we also got a free movie rental. And you know what movie I picked? Are you ready? Movie?
Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Motel Hell.
So I'm assuming the movie rentals were on VHS. They were not DVD.
No, they were all VHS, bro. They did have DVDs, but at the time, we were so caught up in the moment. And my son-in-law, he does that for a living. He messes around with editing and all types of recordings and all kinds of technology. And we ended up watching that movie on VHS at his house, which later we ended up renting from that place a reel-to-reel. And we got to watch.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yes, dude. We got to watch an old classic movie on reel-to-reel, bro. Wuthering Heights, which is my wife's favorite movie. So our trip to Missouri, I have to tell you, it's funny that we're talking about this subject tonight, but dude, that was some captivating film experience that I had not experienced in a long time. And to know that the nostalgia-wise, like we watched a VHS movie and then we watched something on reel-to-reel, and to know that the essence of what it was like is still out there in parts of America is freaking beautiful.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, there is, of course, everybody in the United States should know that the very last remaining Blockbuster video is there, and it is in Oregon. So if you're interested in finding out, as a matter of fact, it's funny because on Netflix, they have the special called The Very Last Blockbuster.
Right.
And I learned something. I learned something from this video. A lot of people think that Netflix put Blockbuster out of business, and it wasn't the case.
No, it wasn't the case. I agree.
It was just bad. They had hired a new CEO, and he pretty much ran them into the ground. As a matter of fact, Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix for pennies on the dollar, and they decided not to. But rumor has it that Blockbuster is going to be making their way back, because they're still a company called Blockbuster, and they're going to be making their way back, but this time it will be streaming. I do want to encourage you guys, though, that if you do get a chance and you find yourself a video store somewhere, go. Now, you may not have a VCR, and unfortunately, because of the, you know, it's been 40 years, VCRs are very expensive. You can buy VCRs on eBay. You can buy VCRs on eBay. You can buy them on Amazon, but they're very expensive. And obviously, believe it or not, there are brand new VCRs out there. But once again, very, very expensive.
You know what, though, bro? It's very reminiscent of when we did the show about cassettes, correct? And now you are presently getting the equipment to hear cassettes in a different way that we heard cassettes in the past. So you have that that love and that respect of sound in the back in our back era. So I think the same could be said with if you go out there and you have a VCR unit and you take care of it, or if you buy something new, or if you want to trip on nostalgia and get a beta, there are companies that sell them. And if you do have one and you get somebody that is luckily can work on that equipment, you can regain some of the beauty that we all once enjoyed at one time all together, correct? So
yeah,
and there's all kinds of ways that you can go about getting some of nostalgia back in the 80s from DVD. You know, even some DVD, bro, you can kind of get that kind of feeling. I'm sure you rented a couple of DVDs where it kind of gives you that feeling and that look of VHS, to way the way the movie moves and but it's not really the same. Correct?
Yeah, and look, and when we talk about VHS rentals and maybe going on the quest to get yourself a VCR and get some movies on there, it's not because of the quality of the film.
No, it's
and about the, and but I'm also not going to condemn it. I'm not going to tell you, oh, VHS movies totally sucked in quality.
No,
because at the time they did not, and they had. I remember we had a Sony Trinitron TV, which was a very good picture.
Yes, yes.
And I bought The Empire Strikes Back, on VHS, and also Return of the Jedi. And
oh yeah.
By the way, back then the movies were expensive. They were about $100 each back then.
And that's
why we turned into renting movies.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we talk about movie renting nowadays, and if you get a chance, I want to encourage you, try it out for the experience. Just like Chang was saying, it's an experience that we just don't have anymore. But it is obtainable. It's definitely a doable experience. So if you get a chance, go ahead and get yourself a VCR, get yourself a couple movies or more. They're out there. They're definitely on eBay and very, very cheap. And still, you can get some with good quality.
Exactly, bro. And as we are on the in and out of the COVID experience, it stands to reason that maybe you want to spend more time with the family indoors, right, Toscano? That a lot of us are doing. So this would probably be the premier time for any of our listeners to go out there and try to capitalize on that feeling of a good old movie that you can rent. Something that's, you want to go to the old garage, you want to go to the storage, you want to go up into the attic, you want to pull that beta out, you want to pull that old school VHS out. And sometimes, come on, I know some of you out there have that that machine that is DVD and VHS worthy. Toscano, I'm sure you know, because Toscano, as I'm in the dojo of the Chang, I won't lie to you, I have a very small 18-inch television that, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And you're going to think I'm a jerk. What kind of grandpa am I? You're going to say that because I know you're holding on to Batman. And don't judge me, you rotten monkey. But I have a TV right here, bro. 18 inches, okay? Screen, colored. I could put DVDs, VHS, and my grandchildren have watched cartoons with me. And we've watched it and we've laughed. And my granddaughter has looked at me when her cell phone went off and go, whoa, this is weak.
Well, you know what? You mentioned something very important. And that's, we had that experience. And so that's what we want you to have and to get that opportunity. Maybe not full blown like we had it, just different time. But if you can, we want to encourage you to go out there and just do your best to watch some movies on VHS for the experience. Get yourself some popcorn, get some candy, invite the whole family or friends over when you're able to, and put a movie on. Make sure that VCR has tracking, because just in case you need to fix the tracking, but the movie will look good.
This is the best time to do it right now, bro. The best time to do it.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to the 80s radio. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang.
reminding you guys to stick around because next Friday we're going to continue the talk of movie renting in the 80s. Next Friday, don't miss it because there's a lot more reminiscing where that came from. This is the time of the show where we talk about what made us angry back in the 1980s. But in honor of the most wondrous Chang, we've dubbed them Changries. So Chang, what made you Changry back in the 80s?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what made me Changry back in the 80s?
What's that?
About videos and movie rentals. Beta against VHS. I prefer VHS. Beta always felt like I was getting reamed in prison for a movie that was a little bit smaller and less than.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s? When you went hoping to get your movie and they were out. So you were forced to get the cheesiest, cheapest, crappiest movie they had.
You know what gets me Changry about movie rentals back in the 80s?
What?
That you brought up one of my Changries. That was my number two. I could not stand going and waiting and anticipating that I would get that movie. And they were gone. And I had to get some cheap, wanky, maybe three strike, two thumbs down kind of a carnival kind of movie, Toscano? Toscano, you know what got me Changry about renting movies in the 80s? A 20-cent charge for not rewinding those things. How could you charge me money for not rewinding them?
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s with movie renting? When you rented three or four or even five movies at a time, the very next day you had to return them, you went to the store and you returned four because you're missing one movie. You left it at home. And you had to pay extra the very next day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been this week's Changries. If you have something that made you angry, or shall we call them Changry, back in the 80s, go ahead and let us know through our Facebook page by sending us a direct message. And we'll do our best to read it here during our Changry segment. So, Chang, we were talking about movie rentals and renting videos at mom and pop shops and Hollywood Video and Blockbuster. But as we mentioned to you before, as I mentioned to you earlier, one of the things that the big boys didn't have was that little section way in the back that mom and pop shops had. That little section with a little red curtain. You remember that old, and it's funny because the curtain was from top to bottom. And you could still see people's legs underneath. So you could see who was in there.
You know what, my brother? That's a good Changry. Rewind that. That's a good Changry. God dang. Now, Toscano, going behind the curtain, because I don't know if you did, but I was a bit older than you, so I was behind the curtain quite a lot of times. And I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is when you'd see somebody there, you go, wait a second, I know those tennis shoes. And you'd wait, and it was somebody you knew that always pretended they never watched that.
Oh, yes, yes. And you're like, what, Debbie Does Dallas? I never rented this.
This has been Back to the 80s. We've been talking about movie renting back in the golden age of the 80s. That's right, the golden age of the 80s, where the experiences that we had are just unmatched and unrivaled. On behalf of Toscano, I just want to wish you the best week and asking you guys to not to forget to visit our Facebook page and to join us next week as there's more madness with Toscano and Chang. So take care, be safe, and we'll see you next Friday.
Before I let you all go to another Changtastic weekend, this is the Chang. On behalf of myself, I want you all to remember, embrace family and friends. We are coming upon a time to where we may be a little bit normal, but we have to remember to take the precautions we should, because we are not of ourselves. We are of one another. Take care of each other. Get each other's back. Stay lifted and gifted. Till next week, till next Friday, this is Chang Man saying adios. Arrivederci, hasta la vista, and to all my homies in the barrio, órale!